Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Dr. Be Real, the author of the two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. This is my review of the fourth chapter in his second book. You can get a copy of his book found in the description. As for this chapter, it's called Foreign Enemies on the Left, Using Useful Idiots. As if everything was planned out by God, I'm releasing this video just as Biden on the left is blaming Putin's war for inflation. Putin is his useful idiot, and I don't really think most people are buying it anymore. But the left can't seem to help themselves because they need to tear down things and divide and conquer. Destabilization is what they appear to do best. Dr. Be Real, also known as Bob, says that fourth wave feminists are promoting Islam just to destabilize the West, and don't actually believe in what it stands for. That they're probably hoping that Islam leads to some sort of crisis that leads to more government power and authority over the people. And Islam is their useful idiots. If anything, they see Muslims as inferior and probably just want Western men to fight them and die so they can take over. That maybe women are too stupid to realize that the society with the most masculine men will win and impose femininity and chastity on them. Maybe they secretly long for this and it's their fantasy to be put in their place by strong Islamic men. Because feminism is just one great big shit test. Unfortunately for those of you expecting Islam to save civilization, you're looking in the wrong place. In most Arab countries, Western culture is assimilating them from a distance. Even Taliban leaders reward their men with smartphones as gifts. They don't realize that it's a slow cultural assimilation with technology and ideas, instead of a long one with bombs and guns. Bob makes a great point I never realized before, when he said that feminists don't want men to be educated. Then it clicked that might be the reason they're getting rid of men from higher learning institutions. Next, they'll try and censor the internet to make us even more undereducated. They want us demoralized economically, socially, and even intellectually. Bob uses the example of Yuri Bezmenov, the former KGB agent whose discussions on ideological subversion you've probably seen on YouTube somewhere, at least half a dozen times by now. He brings up how useful Islamic idiots that undermine the West's authority will probably be shot once their purpose to destabilize the West is all used up. But for now, the communist and Muslim alliance is going strong, because the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Bob says that Islam, much like leftist feminists, try and destroy the West through demoralization and destabilization that eventually leads to crisis. And then some sort of normalization happens once people have had enough. That all of this is a new way to fight wars. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the unholy alliance of feminists and Islamists clown world show. Bob says that we're in a war of ideological subversion. I guess that makes me a colonel against the Church of Woke. I think that the reason the left and Islam are allowed to blow off their steam against Western civilization for now is because those really in power know that they'll never be organized and powerful enough to do any real damage. In many Muslim countries, soldiers are loyal to their tribes first, and their country second or third. They'll never have the same command and control that we see in Western military forces. Look at how a tiny little Israel held back most of the Muslim world a few decades ago. Bob says that Islam and feminism exploit the West's greatest strength, democracy, because it's all about freedom of speech, and that means enemies of the West can actually use that against us. That these groups are using their Trojan horse of freedom of speech to attack from within. Yuri Bezmenov says there's no mystery to subversion, and all we need to do is pull the bananas out of our ears, and it's obvious to hear the intent of groups like Muslims and feminists. As for curing feminism with Islam, that's like curing cancer by killing the patient. Clearly it's a joke. But not to Islam, of course, and the left, because it's like an unholy alliance between cancer and AIDS to kill the patient. In this case, Western civilization a lot faster. Not realizing that they both rely on that patient for their prosperity and survival. Where would the Muslim world be without having anyone to sell their oil to? Where would feminists be if men didn't produce the wealth that they enjoy? Yuri believes that it's probably Muslims and feminists that'll be taken care of first by the state once normalization begins after a crisis, because they're only good for destabilizing society and nothing else. We're in the fourth turning, And once we get back to the first turning, people will demand stability. Any group that creates chaos in the social contract will be taken care of. Bob seems to believe that the West's enemies want to destroy it. I believe the West is allowing itself to be destabilized on purpose, as to justify taking more power away from the people. Look at the COVID disaster and trucker crisis in Canada as examples. Both led to less freedom and democracy, and had nothing to do with politics. The government was desperate to paint those issues as left versus right, instead of something else. Bob may not agree with me, but I think that if the right wanted to seize power, all they would have to do is promote the debauchery of the left, and then present the order found on the right as the solution. After all, feminine democracies give way to tyranny. But Bob is right that regardless of who is doing this, it's weakening the economy and military of the West. I just wish he would have entertained the idea of a more sinister scenario. If the radical right, however, rises to power, then I suspect that they'll get rid of the radicals on both the right and the left. Useful idiots all around. Regardless, the destruction of Western civilization continues. Bob is also right when he says that in today's world, no one can win a kinetic war anymore, so the desire to fight has to become sneaky and feminine. Bob says that obesity is being promoted, as well as the destruction of the family. Just today I learned a new term, when a fat woman dates a man of normal size. They call it a mixed-weight couple. Ironically, the left is anti-Russian, but Russia is more socialist than the West. But because it's a nationalist country, that makes it their enemy because nationalism trumps communism. Funny how fourth-wave feminism cheerleads for China, but that place is ultra-nationalist. That's yet another paradox. They're probably cheering them on because they're making it socially acceptable to induce a social credit score, which the left wants. He also discusses how Trump and the straight white males out there are the enemies of the fourth-wave feminist. The left also believes in democracy so long as their candidates always win. If they don't, then it must be a rigged system against them, don't you know? They have become sore losers. I can't wait to see how all this plays out during the midterm elections, now that they're blaming patriarchal Putin for inflation instead of Western money printers. Bob also mentions that our law enforcement institutions are now being forced to deal with Islamic extremists with fine white gloves, as to not offend them. I didn't know that in 2017 in Melbourne, Australia, a Muslim went buck wild, stabbing people, and that the citizens themselves had to stop him because the police were too afraid of offending him. Leftist ideology is preventing the police officers from doing their job these days. I didn't realize that Australia has gone that bad in the 15 plus years since I've been there. I guess they should have known with all the draconian COVID measures, like setting up camps and restricting people to only 5 kilometers outside their own homes. Bob also discusses how the left in Australia is allowing the Chinese government to build airstrips in the country. Then he shifts gears towards how Islam is planning to take over the West through gradual demographic expansion. I don't agree with this 100%, because soon fertility rates, even in Muslim countries, will be below replacement. And many of the migrants the West thought were going to be coming in probably won't be, as housing prices are in the multiple millions of dollars for a family home in Australia and Canada. People are more likely to be working remotely in their own countries for far less money. And I suspect digital outsourcing and lower standards of life in the West are going to deter a lot of Muslim immigrants. Plus, if economies in the West turn bad, do you really see economic migrants sticking around? If they do, then they'll destabilize their new countries even further. Bob discusses Islamic socialism, which is an oxymoron if I've ever seen one before. I think that many American feminist women see no issues with putting on a hijab is because the left tends to have high openness to new ideas. What they don't realize is that once Islam becomes the dominant force in your society, it suppresses all other ideas. But like flies to honey, open feminist women are drawn to a culture that they see exotic, without realizing that it might try and conquer them. But Islam doesn't cure feminism. It just forces it underground because feminism is female power manifest in an overt way. Traditionalism would be female power manifest in a covert way. Bob then goes on to discuss how fourth-wave feminists believe that it's the right thing to do to remove men from the family, as well as higher education and from many career fields, and that it's a good thing, but over time it destabilizes their power. He uses the example of Sweden and how men, as we pull out of society, violent crime rises, as the country's taxpayers fund Islamic refugees that fund rape and sexual assaults. In a way, maybe men just giving up and ghosting society and not being productive tax-paying serfs anymore is a good thing, because it's going to force a collapse of governments in the West, which won't be able to import immigrants in and offer them cash and prizes and a social safety net. Leftist feminists are destabilizing society in Sweden, and the Soldiers of Odin, a group of white males, have to patrol the streets in that country to keep the society safe from leftist policies. The left will then just claim that these are right-wing extremists, but the population will welcome them in as liberators at some point. And that's when we risk seeing the radical right. Bob also discusses the failing Western state of Commifornia as another example of leftist policies gone crazy. In addition to glorifying fatherless society, the West is glorifying the fat acceptance culture. He brings up a talk by General Mark Hartling, where he mentions that the military cannot meet baseline numbers and recruiting numbers anymore because of poor national health. It used to be that they would only take people over a certain IQ. And I guess they should probably change that to also not take people over a certain weight as well. He says that on the first day of basic training, 65% of soldiers couldn't pass a 1-minute push-up test and a 1-minute sit-up test, nor running a mile. But I don't think Bob is understanding that the militaries of the future will be robots run by young nerds in bunkers with fast hand-eye coordination, being yelled at by female superior officers to kill the masculine men in the world a lot faster. The general also says that all those fat soldiers are causing microscopic femoral neck stress injuries to their bodies. Plus, Bob also highlights something I mentioned before, which is that by 2030, 65% of American adults will be obese, in addition to the children. I guess that in 10 to 20 years, Walmart is going to be looking like Wally World, with rascals replacing shopping carts. Any new announcements over their PA will now begin with, "Attention, Walmart Rascal Riders." Alrighty then. So at this point, I got through about halfway through the fourth chapter, and I think that's about all I've got to say on that. It's twice the length of the other ones, so in a few weeks, I'll review the second half of the fourth chapter. I'm not sure why I didn't break it up into smaller pieces. I'm sure that'll be explained when I read the rest. I don't want to shortchange his ideas and not get into as much depth as I normally do. You can find a copy of Bob's book in the description, as well as today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Dr. B. Real or Bob for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that obese American liberal women are going to be putting on colorful burkas one day and looking like giant Easter eggs as they roll down the street smashing everyone in the way. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that value freedom so much that they're too stupid to see that Islam will oppress them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.